though, I do want to bring you this story. We have been trying to get hold of Banyazid Lesufi, the Gauteng Education MEC, for quite a while. And it seems that he's had a change of phone and technology was not working for him this afternoon. So we're glad that it is playing ball now, MEC. Good evening to you and thank you very much for your time. MEC, we've dealt with some really frustrated, emotional parents this afternoon on the show who were desperate to get their kids into the schools they had hoped for, or at least just a decent school. And by decent, I mean a safe school, a school with a relatively high level of academic achievement and the like in their general area. And what they're telling us is that they've got almost no help from the education department in this regard.
Well, John, thank you so much. And thanks for the opportunity. John, you know, reality is that some of the schools that we have are full. We have to start the process of negotiating with parents rather than imposing our decisions on parents. And that's the part that today we have unleashed after the discussion with our district officials. I'll give you one practical example of a school that I know is popular in the areas where we come from. It's Northleaf has the capacity of 200. I'm told there's 1,869 parents that have applied. So you have to select 200 of 1,800, the remaining 1,600. All of them will feel that the system is not giving them any opportunity. So we have to start now the process of persuading. Because it's not about the system, it's about parents. And people have the right to choose. Because in myself, I want the best education for them. That particular process is now ongoing. We'll then give the relevant options and find if we can't find a middle ground for all parents. And that's why I continue to apologize to them for the confusion that was caused yesterday and the misunderstanding that led to our district offices being flooded. But extension of time until the 30th of November, it gives us an opportunity to recheck all schools so that we can be in a position to place the remaining parents. Remember, of the parents that applied, 247,000 have already been placed, accepted. So we are left with 34,000. And of the 34,000, we've got 6,000 vacancies that are available at schools that we believe parents would agree to. So we'll be left with around 20 or so. And of the 20,000, that odd number that will remain, it does not mean we don't have, but it means that we need to negotiate and provide alternatives. And that's the task that our psychosocial team and our district officials have been given that mandate, because the people that are speaking to parents previously, we really believe that they didn't have the art to come in. And that's the reason why we've got the new team. We really believe it's a matter that is completely under control, because there will be no learner that will be left without a school. But the big challenge, Joanna, I must be honest, and that's where we want parents to assist us. The system allows parents to choose, say, a minimum of 5 schools. So if you choose 5 schools, and of the 5, there is a vacancy, you can't come and say, I don't want this school, whereas you're the one that applied for that school. And that's where the negotiation persuasion will kick in. But the confusion about whether people have spaces or not, I want to reassure parents that part has been handled and there's no child that will be left without a school come the 30th of November.
See, MEC, we took a call from one parent, Karen, who said she had been allocated a school for her child. I think, if I remember correctly, there were 2 options given to her. But those schools are not safe for her child. So presumably those are schools where there's been some kind of history of violence. And she's worried about sending her daughter to a school where she may possibly be attacked. So it's not just a question of how high the academic standards are or how close it is to home. It's about, you know, her having to worry about whether she's one day going to have to go and fetch the body of her child from that school. And that is a reality that many parents are facing, MEC. It's not just the other factors that are playing a part. It is critical factors such as child safety at these schools.
That's the reason why we don't want to treat parents as a group. We want to treat them as individuals. Because you can't have one sweeping statement about parents. It differs a case. And that's the reason why we are releasing people that are in a position to do those things. They're releasing almost 700. We call them call placers. These are the people that today they have to go to training so that their contact with parents can really assist us to resolve some of those problems. So if a case that is just given, we can have details. We'll then ask our parents to attend to it, because There is no parent that can risk the life of their own children or their own lives.
And yet, when this woman went to the district office, she was given a choice, take it or leave it. And only two parents, apparently, in that long queue, actually decided to go for the schools because the others were too scared to send their children there. But, I mean, you say one thing, and that sounds fairly reasonable, but your officials at district level are not necessarily adhering to that. They're looking at people as numbers, and they're saying, here's a form. You either fill in a form where you accept the school or you reject it. And then it's your problem if you reject it.
Remember, Joanne, as I said, our district officials in the Court of Guard, they didn't expect the number of parents that came. So today we met with all district directors. That's our district manager. And we also instructed them to convene meetings with school principals because we want a common message across the system. Whether you are in District A or District Y, you must have a common message. You must have the same form. You must have the same information. And that's the reason why we are strengthening and capacitating our district office. But I indeed accept that there has been a serious, serious communication down between all our centers. That is, when I say centers, I mean our schools, our district, and head office. But one meeting can manage this particular situation. But I just say, give us the next few days. Let's see how we are coping with the base of the new approach, including the 700 people that wants to fill the calls to speak to parents, because parents will speak to us, because our call center could not cope. Now, we've taken it the other way around. It's us that are responding to parents and will call parents and remedy the remaining situation.
All right. So I'm going to take a couple of calls, MEC, if you don't mind. We don't have a great line to you, MEC, but I'm going to try and risk it for a biscuit. Spongile in Cosmo City is on the line to us. Spongile, have you had any communication from the department?
Yes, I've been on the waiting list. I've registered since the online has been open on the 20th, and the status was saying application is being processed. And then on the 28th of October now, I went to the school and to the district.
Oh, dear. So we've got a sense there, MEC, before that line dropped, that this is a mom who's actually showed up in person at the district office but also applied online. And her complaint was that she hasn't received a call or an SMS from the department yet, and she doesn't understand why.
And now the purpose of us contacting parents individually, because we have the 34,000. We have a breakdown. We know how many of the 34,000 that need spaces are in grade 1, are in grade 8. We know which school they've applied. We know which region has applied. So the team that we are releasing is the team that will speak to those parents, and parents will be in a position to explain that they want school X or school Y, so that we can close this chapter by the 30th of November. The next 3 weeks that we have now will give us an opportunity to clean the entire system and ensure that the parents are placed in an appropriate school. And that's the part that I want to commit to the parents of all our level.
MEC, are you going to get through all these applications by the 30th of November?
Come again?
Are you going to be able to get through all these applications, these outstanding ones, by the end of November? Do you have the personnel to do that?
Yes, we have tackled 41,000 in 3 months. So within the next 4 weeks, 34,000 can be tackled. I can assure you that.
All right. Mateku in Sandton is on the line to us. Mateku, what's your take on this?
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Tell us what your complaint is, Mateku.
Okay, so my niece was obviously not granted space in about 5 of the schools that she applied to.
All right.
And they're surrounding us, basically Felsafieden and surrounding areas. And that's the main concern. But the thing that's also bothering us is that there's no communication. So it's all good and well that we're having a discussion on 702, but there's a lot of people that aren't listening to the show and don't know what's happening, and it's extremely frustrating. We were then told to go to the Department of Education in town, and the staff there is extremely unfriendly. They queued for 3 hours just to be given a form, where I think you get to contest or dispute or something to that effect. Something that could have been done in 15 minutes with people handing out forms took 3 hours and angry staff members. There was not even a single computer in there. So that's my concern. There's no communication, and it's extremely frustrating.
All right, Mateko, thank you so much for sharing that with us. We'll try and convey this to Pani Azelesufi. We're struggling to get him back on the line. For some reason, we are struggling with our phone lines these days. So I've taken down the details of your complaint, and if we can get the MEC back on the line right now, I will address that with him. Thank you.